Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We have some breaking news, and this has to be the most disturbing story we've seen come out of ICE thus far. From the same agency that brought you the murder of Renee Nicole Good, from the same agency that then cracked the ribs of 79-year-olds protesting the murder of Renee Nicole Good, from the same agency that brought you the kicking down of people's doors to rip them out of their home and then realize, wait a minute, they're U.S. citizens and we don't have a warrant whatsoever. Well, that agency is now bringing you the arrest of 5-year-old children. Who asked for this? Who voted for this? And what sort of American wants this? I do not care if you are a Republican voter, a Democratic voter, an independent voter. This should rise above political party. This should be nonpartisan because this is Liam Conejo Ramos. This is the 5-year-old child ICE grabbed in Minnesota today. They used him as bait to get his father. They've sent this toddler to detention instead of letting him stay with his family. A masked man grabbed a toddler off the street in broad daylight. Again, who voted for this? They have been expanding the budget of ICE to military levels, the levels of some national militaries across seas. And now ICE agents have masks and the ability to do whatever they want with no repercussions, and they're using that to grab 5-year-olds, literal 5-year-olds. They're not going after the worst of the worst. And if they were, I wouldn't complain. Like, if somebody murdered Lakin Riley, that 19-year-old they kept talking about, and then he was here illegally, and they deported him with due process, nobody would complain. They did that. Nobody complained. I'm pretty sure they did that under Biden right away. But here, this is not what anybody wants. This is absolutely sickening. Mainstream media only reinforced it by saying 5-year-old asylum seeker detained as ICE expands enforcement in Minnesota. The actual story is so sickening. A 5-year-old boy was taken into custody with his father by ICE agents in Minnesota in what some local officials say is the latest instance of heightened federal immigration enforcement in the state. The family of 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos, who was detained on Tuesday as a part of a federal... This is just such a crazy sentence. A 5-year-old was detained as a part of an immigration crackdown. He has a pending asylum case, but no order of deportation directing that they be removed from the United States. Sorry. The 5-year-old was apprehended by immigration officials shortly after arriving at home from the preschool while his father was in the driveway, officials said. Quote, another adult living in the home was outside and begged the agents to let them take care of the small child, but was refused. Officials from the school said, quote, instead, the agent took the child out of the still running vehicle, led him to the door, and directed him to knock, asking to be let in to see if anyone was home, essentially using the 5-year-old as bait. I'm being de-radicalized against ICE day by day. Defund and abolish ICE. We need some sort of interior immigration enforcement, but we've had interior immigration enforcement way before ICE. ICE is relatively new. It started in 2003, and even for the first 10 to 15 years of ICE, it wasn't this damn cruel, but it needs an actual ideological revamp. It needs to be completely shredded because there hasn't been ideological screening for the people being allowed into ICE for years now. We know that due to a series of studies and due to a recent article in Slate that shows some woman who had been smoking weed all week while making her ICE application and who didn't submit her domestic battery record, who didn't submit her ideological record, then got accepted into ICE. She said she's like a far left person who is always talking shit about ICE online and who wants to abolish it. So what does this tell you? This indicates that ICE is allowing people into their organization that they have not ideologically screened. Take that a step further. I can almost guarantee that there are January Sixers. There are far, far right militiamen, agitators who are joining ICE just to be able to beat up immigrants. Then J.D. Vance is asked, while he's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, about the detainment of a 5-year-old, and his answer is just evil and callous. He's not going to win in 2028 if these are the type of positions he's taking. By the way, If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. It really does mean the world, and it helps push independent media forward. We are growing rapidly on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and more. And it's feeling very, very good because we are punching back against the lies, and we actually are winning the fight.
Vice President Pence, a local school district here is alleging ICE agents detaining a five-year-old after preschool on Tuesday. We've also seen multiple American citizens detained by ICE or harassed by ICE in the last 6 weeks. Are you proud of how your administration is conducting this immigration crackdown here in Minnesota right now?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that we're standing behind law enforcement, and I'm proud of the fact that we're enforcing the country's laws. But, you know, you asked a question about this five-year-old kid. I actually saw this terrible story while I was coming to Minneapolis. We had just left Toledo, Ohio this morning for an economic messaging event. And I see this story, and I'm a father of a five-year-old, actually, a five-year-old little boy. And I think to myself, oh, my God, this is terrible. How did we arrest a five-year-old? Well, I do a little bit more follow-up research. And what I find is that the five-year-old was not arrested, that his dad was an illegal alien, and then when they went to arrest his illegal alien father, the father ran. So the story is that ICE detained a five-year-old. Well, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to let a five-year-old child freeze to death? Are they not supposed to arrest an illegal alien in the United States of America? If the argument is that you can't arrest people who have violated our laws because they have children, then every single parent is going to be completely given immunity from ever being the subject of law enforcement.
Okay, wait. He just said multiple contradictory things. First of all, he said the child wasn't arrested. And he's playing a weird semantic game there because, yeah, the five-year-old wasn't, like, booked in the system, but he was absolutely, unequivocally detained by ICE. And they even say that much. Then he says, like, 10 seconds later, what were they supposed to do? So in saying that, he's conceding, yeah, they did detain him, but what were they supposed to do? Then he begins to justify the detainment of the five-year-old and says that they didn't want him to freeze, but all reports show, even from officials, that there was a family member there. This is why it's important to check the reports. Quote, another adult living in the home was outside and begged the agents to let them take care of the small child, but was refused. Instead, the agent took the child out of the still-running vehicle, led him to the door, directed him to knock, asking to be let in to see if anyone else was home. The father and child are both in government custody, school officials said. Oh, so the five-year-old was basically arrested. J.D. Vance is just lying. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said ICE did not target a child. The child was abandoned, and they put it in all caps, in a deranged Trumpian way. Yeah, of course I'm going to believe the DHS that said that Renee Nicole Good was a domestic terrorist not 15 minutes after she was murdered.
That doesn't make any sense. No one thinks that makes any sense. Now, you know, there are so many of these cases like that where if you just understand the context, there have been a number of situations that I've looked into personally where I say, wait a second, we don't want ICE arresting American citizens. They're supposed to be enforcing the immigration laws against illegal aliens. So then I look into it and I find out that the American citizen who was arrested took a swing at an ICE officer. You can't have that happen. And of course they have to defend themselves. And of course they have the right to detain somebody.
Let me just explain the friction that we're running into here, because Micah, our policy advisor, and I, we talk about this all the time. This administration can never admit that an ICE officer does anything wrong, ever. And that leads to bigger and bigger protests. But not only that, the ICE agents then feel emboldened under the Trump administration. It's the same thing we ran into 5 years ago when George Floyd was tragically murdered in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's not just that he was murdered. Of course, that was awful, and we all saw it on video. But it's that the Trump administration brought no accountability for a while and then emboldened Derek Chauvin types, showed that they have the back of Derek Chauvin types, Derek Chauvin being the man who murdered George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So now, 5 years later, they are not only covering up the murder of Renee Nicole Good by spiking investigations and stopping local investigators from participating, but they are then emboldening ICE agents by never ever admitting that ICE agents do anything wrong. In this clip of J.D. Vance in Minneapolis, Minnesota, he says, hey, if we're trying to find a sex offender, just tell us where the guy lives. He's justifying the door-to-door raids.
Types of cooperation that we need. Look, I don't need Tim Walz or Jacob Frey or anybody else to come out and say that they agree with J.D. Vance or Donald Trump on immigration. I just don't need that. What I do need them to do is empower their local officials to help our local or help our federal officials out in a way where this can be a little bit less chaotic and it can be a little bit more targeted. Like if we're trying to find a sex offender, tell us where the guy lives.
We can tell you exactly where the sex offender lives. It's currently in the White House, right here at the president's place at the White House. I want to end this off with a clip of Donald Trump on Air Force One. It sounds really, really bad. Like the way that he's speaking sounds really bad, really old and decrepit. And I'm going to be candid. When I first heard this, I was cringing. I was like, this is worse than even my oldest family members. This is some really bad stuff. Listen.
We saw the freezing on your hand. Are you okay?
Very good.
Good?
I clipped it on the table. So I put a little, cream on it. But I clipped it. I would say take aspirin if you like your heart, but don't take aspirin if you don't want to have a little bruising. You know, if you take the big, I take the big aspirin. And when you take the big aspirin, they tell you you're bruised.
Our old-ass president is talking about taking the big aspirin and the bruising on both of his hands. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. So.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.